好的，没有问题。好，再次问候我们在线上和在实体的大家，大家祝你平安。
平安。
Greetings to brothers and sisters online as well as in person.
也非常感谢大家的代祷帮助。现在我们一家的身体都已经有大幅的好转。
Thanks to everybody's praying and help, my family is quickly recovering.
但是为了考虑到大家的安全，所以这周我们一家还是在网上和大家见面。
So for everybody's safety, we decided to stay at home this week.
我相信在下个主日我们一定可以在实体相见。
I believe that next Sunday I will see you all in person.
好，我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会，可以在你面前一起的来敬拜你，一起的学习你的话语。
For this precious opportunity, so that we can come together to worship you and to study your word.
我们愿意把下面的时间向主祷告和交托。
We want to pray and commit the following time into your hands.
愿你来保守和看顾。
May you watch over us.
托起我们在你面前我们手中的服事。
And sustain all the ministries that we are doing for you.
求你的圣灵感动在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit moving among us.
我们在你面前这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 好，那今天呢，要跟大家我们一起来学习以斯帖记圣经的机会。
Today we continue to study the book of Esther. Such a time as this.
我把第五章定一个小的标题，叫做“行动起来”。
I give a topic for chapter 5, which is to take action.
我们说我们看以斯帖记，我们找不到神这个字在书中有出现。
When we read the book of Esther, we cannot find the word God in the whole book.
但是我们却处处可以看见神的作为。
But we can see God's work and deeds everywhere.
就像我们看一台戏或者是一个舞台剧一样。
Just like when we see a movie or a show.
我们知道它背后一定是有一个导演。
And we all know that there is a director behind all this.
那以斯帖记的导演就是我们所信奉的又真又活的神。
And the director for the book of Esther is the God we trust.
上一次我们学习到，一道要灭绝犹大人的谕旨在波斯传开了。
In the previous study, an edict to destroy all the Jews were issued.In the citadel of Susa.
那每个犹大人呢都面临着危机。
Every Jew was at risk.
所以莫迪改就鼓励以斯帖要想办法去见王。
So Mordecai encouraged Esther to see the king.
因为犹大人他们的处境非常的危险。
For the situation of the Jews was at risk.
但一开始以斯帖却有以斯帖拒绝了。
But in the beginning, Esther refused.
因为从主观上来说，以斯帖是一个温顺、怕事、习惯顺服的一个人。
Because Esther was a woman, soft, fearful.And obedient.
让他去做这样的事情，对他来说是一个很困难，也是一个很大的挑战。
Taking such a big task was quite a challenge and difficult for her.
从客观上来说，波斯的法律有规定，禁止任何没有奉召的人擅自到内院当中去见王。
Objectively speaking, there was a Persian law that nobody shall go to see the king unless he or she was summoned.
这样做呢是被禁止的，可能会被处死。
And the person may be put to death.
而且，他知道王是一个喜怒无常的人，并且已经有30天没有召见他了。
And Esther knew that the king was quite moody, and furthermore, 30 days had passed since she was called to go to the king.
但莫迪改却告诉以西结应该挺身而出，不要再隐瞒自己犹大人的身份。
But Mordecai told Esther to stand out and no longer to hide her Jewish background.
他告诉以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里降过一介犹大人得免这祸。
She warned Esther that she would not escape simply because she was in the palace.
那么此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
If she remained silent, the Jews will be relieved from another place.
你和你父家必至灭亡。
And she and her father's family will perish.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
莫迪改告诉以斯帖，意思是说，你不是上帝唯一的选项。如果你不做的话，上帝会拣选别人来做。
Mordecai reminded Esther that she was not the only option from God, and if she does not stand out, someone else will.
上帝要做的事一定会做成，因为在他没有难成的事。
Whatever God wants to do, it will be done, because there is nothing impossible for God.
如果你以斯帖不做这件事情，那你就从这个，你就失去了这份祝福。
And if Esther refused to do so, and she will lose the blessing.
但犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
And the Jews will be relieved and delivered from someone else.
神一定会拯救他自己的子民。
And God will save his own people.
所以摆在以色列面前，他要做一个对他来说很重大的决定。
Therefore, Esther has to make a very important decision.
今天在我们的人生当中，我们是不是有的时候也会做很多的决定呢？
Nowadays, in our lives, we may also face significant decisions.
当上帝呼召摩西要使用摩西的时候，
When God called and was about to use Moses,
摩西的前人生前40年在王宫里过着非常舒服的生活。
Who spent the first 40 years in the Egyptian palace living a good life?
但上帝呼召他，让他带领神的百姓从埃及地出来。
And God called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
带领他们要走旷野的道路进迦南美地。
And going through the wilderness and finally into the Canaan.
所以摩西的后80年的生活是在旷野度过的。
So the last 80 years, Moses spent his life in the wilderness.
但我们可以说，摩西的人生非常有价值的时间就是那后80年。
We can say that.The most valuable life for Moses was the last 80 years.
因为神借着他带领百姓从埃及地出来。
For through him, God led his people out of Egypt.
如果摩西不肯的话，那么神会拣选其他人。
Had Moses refused, God would have picked another person.
但摩西就会失去这个，就会失去这份祝福。
While Moses would have lost the blessing.
我们要珍惜神给我们的机会。
So we ought to cherish the opportunities from God.
在我们的一生当中，可能不会有太多的机会能为神做荣耀的大事。
There may be few opportunities in our lives to do big actions and tasks for God.
但当我们愿意顺服神，愿意珍惜机会的时候，神就使用我们。
So if we cherish these opportunities and do God's will, and God will use us.
让我们可以做一个对的决定，做一个勇敢的决定。
Let's do the correct decisions and to make the courageous decisions.
所以以斯帖后来就说，我去见王，我若死就死了嘛。
Later, Esther decided to see the king and said, if I perish, I perish.
所以以斯帖就把握住这个机会。
So Esther grasped this opportunity.
盼望今天神也给我们机会，也让我们能够把握住我们身边的机会。
So may we also grasp the opportunities from God today.
我们侍奉主、传讲福音，就是主给我们的机会。
When we serve the Lord and to share the gospel, and this is the opportunity.
我们要珍惜把握，不然我们将来就错失良机了，非常后悔。
We ought to cherish and grasp.Otherwise, we will regret in the future.
所以以斯帖她从一个柔弱顺服大事的女子，变成了愿意敢于承担使命的一位女子。
So Esther turned from a fearful and soft lady into someone who stand out and take action.
他勇敢地行动起来了。
And she was courageous to take the action.
在我们的生活当中，人对上帝的态度一般有两种。
There are two attitudes in our lives toward God.
第一种是上帝是我们的供应者，他是我们唯一的满足。
The first, God is our provider, our sole satisfaction.
第二种是以自己所有的为荣，靠自己而不需要上帝。
The second one is to rely on what we have instead of trusting God.
第一种是在上帝面前谦卑自己，需要神的人。
The first type is to humble ourselves before God and cling to God because we need Him.
第二种是骄傲顽抗，不需要上帝的人。
And the second is arrogant and obstinate, refusing God.
那我们是哪一种人呢？
So what category do we belong to?
今天我们看，以斯帖他为了这个使命，他付出了实际的行动，他是一个信靠神、需要神的人。
We can see that Esther took action, and she was a person trusting God and obey God.
经过三天的禁食和祷告，以斯帖壮胆伟立去见王。
After 3 days fasting and praying, Esther went to see the king.
我们可以想象，他在去见王的这段路上，他的心情是什么样的呢？
Can we imagine her feeling on her way to see the king?
他是恐惧战惊呢？还是 觉得是非常欢喜快乐呢
？Fearful, trembling, or happy and glad.
他不知道前面会发生什么样的事情。
She did not know what would happen.
但是当他对使命觉悟的时候，他还是选择要付诸实际行动。
As soon as she was aware of the commission, she took action for the commission.
所以神听了众人的祷告，让王恩待以斯帖。
So God answered the prayer for all the people. So the king showed favor to her.
虽然他未经宣召便来觐见，但王向他伸出手中的金杖。
Although Esther came to the king without being summoned, yet the king held out the gold scepter to her.
这就代表说他是获准来见王的。
Meaning, she is not allowed to see the king.
以斯帖走上前来，伸手摸杖头，也表达了对王的感激之情。
And Esther approached and touched the tip of the gold scepter, expressing her gratitude.
这时候王问他一句话说你想要什么
What is your request? The king asked
我们看到非常奇妙的是他没有提出请王撤销灭绝犹大人的谕旨
To our surprise Esther did not make the request to the king
而是简单的要求王来赴他为王和哈曼所预备的筵席。
Instead, Esther simply asked the king and Haman to come to her banquet prepared for them.
很多年前我读圣经的时候，我就有一个困惑。
Many years ago, when I read this passage, it puzzled me.
如果以斯帖直接把他的想法表达出来，不更好吗
？Would it be better if Esther directly made request at that moment？
但后来事实证明说，以斯帖做的是一个很明智的决定。
In fact, Esther made the right decision and a wise decision.
因为他知道。怎样跟王沟通？怎样能够有更好的结果
？For she knew how to communicate with the king in order to have a better result.
所以她不仅要一次筵席，还要两次筵席。
So instead of just one banquet, she planned for two.
因为她所面对的挑战是非常大的。
For the challenge in front of her was huge.
因为那个命令是王下的所以以斯帖要做的就是让王推翻自己之前的那个决定。
For the edict has already been issued by the king, and yet Esther wanted to overthrow the king's decision.
以斯帖这样做是非常有智慧的。
What Esther did.Was full of wisdom.
他的智慧是从哪里来的呢
？And where did the wisdom come from?
我们记得在第四章里面记载着，他和他的同胞仆人一同的进食祷告。
As you remember, in chapter 4, it was recorded that she herself and her people fasting and praying together.
圣经也告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
And the Bible tells us that the fearing of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
什么叫做敬畏神呢
？What does it mean by fearing God?
就是让神成为我们人生的主宰。
Is to let God to be our master for our human life.
就是让主来做我们的主
To be our Lord
所以我们不是有空了我们才去读圣经
So So it should not be that only if we have time, then we read the Bible.
不是我们有空了我们才去聚会。
And only if we can find time, and then we go to church.
不是我们有空了我们才去传福音。
And only when we have time, then we go to spread the gospel.
而是我们学习让主在我们生命当中来居首位。
Yet we ought to learn that we should put God in the first priority in our lives.
当你让主在你生命当中居首位的时候，主就赐给你智慧，让你做不后悔的决定。
And when we put God in the first priority, and God then will give us wisdom so that we can make the right decisions.
因为敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
For the fearing of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们常常觉得说，神把以斯帖放在那个位置上，只是让他幸福快乐的过一辈子吗？
Did God put Esther in that position simply for her to enjoy the rest of her life?
我相信显然不是的。
I believe the answer is no.
就像神把我们今天放在不同的位置上，也是有神的美意。
Likewise, when God put us into our current position, God has its beautiful purpose.
我们在哪家公司上班，我们在哪里居住，有什么样的朋友和邻居，都有神的美意。
Where we work and where we live and the kind of friends and relatives surrounding us, it's all coming from God's good will.
我们有恩赐、才干和技巧，这些也都是神所赐的。
And we have various gifts, talents, and skills, all coming from God.
我知道我们当中有很多弟兄姐妹，在我们这个地区当中已经生活了好些年数。
As I know, many of us have been living in this location for many, many years.
神也赐给我们有很多的资源，很多的祝福，很多的恩典。
And God has given us a lot of resources, blessings, and grace.
那我们怎么样用神所给我们的这些恩典，可以服侍我们身边有需要的人呢？
So what can we do so that we can use all these resources?To serve those who live around us.
神把这些丰富的资源和恩典给我们，不仅是让我们享受。
God gave us all these resources and blessings, not just to let us enjoy.
而是要思考神在我们身上的使命和任务是什么。
Yet, in addition, we ought to think about the commission and task God has for us.
我用这些恩典和资源，我可以为神做什么样的服事
？What can I do for God with all these resources？
我能为这个使命和任务，我们付出怎么样的行动
？What actions can we take for such commission and tasks？
在台湾高雄有一个基督教山地育幼园。
There was a mountain area preschool in Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
在1964年是由一位牧师和他的妻子一同创办的。
Established by a pastor and his wife in 1964.
牧师当年为什么放弃人生其他大好的机会，深入穷乡僻壤呢？
So why did the pastor give up?Other opportunities to go to the isolated and poor village.
牧师为什么要创办育幼园来照顾孤儿呢？
Why did he establish this preschool to take care of all the orphans.
原来台湾早年慈善机构屈指可数。
So in the early days of Taiwan, there were few charity organizations.
尤其是在当地的山地同胞，他们的环境和风俗习惯和平地人不同，生活非常的艰难。
For those people live in the mountain area, they are lived in a very difficult and poor situation.
穆斯克师母看见这些孤苦伶仃的孩子无处安身。
Pastor and his wife witnessed the orphan children, poor and sick, and lonely without a place to live.
因此受到神的感召，顺服圣经中的教导。
So they felt the calling from God and obeyed the teaching from the Bible.
以照顾孤儿为终身的侍奉心事。
And dedicate their whole life to take care of the orphans.
他们在几十年来已经照顾了七八百人。
700 to 800 of orphans have been taken care of.During the last few decades.
当这些孩子们长大之后，他们在社会上，有不同的工作岗位。
And these orphans, grown-ups, later took different positions.
牧师夫妇他们认识神托付给他们的使命，他们一生住在这个贫困的山区。
The pastor and his wife.Recognize the commission from God, and they stayed to live in the poor mountain villages for the rest of their life.
今天我们不是每个人都像以斯帖那样可以拯救全族的人吗？
Nowadays, we may not be able to save the whole nation of people as Esther did.
但是我们可以学习以斯帖，他顺服莫迪改的话，一步一步的去走。
Yet we can still learn from Esther, who was obedient to Mordecai's teaching and took actions step by step.
神怎样使用以斯帖，神也会怎样的使用我们，成为身边人的祝福。
In the same way, God used Esther.God will use us to become a blessing for those living around us.
时间过得很快，今年今天已经是七月份的最后一天了。
Time goes by quickly, and today is the last day of July.
每次我们都报告我们的圣经主题是往下扎根，向上结果。
Every Sunday, we reminded that.Our ministry theme for this year is to take roots below and to bear fruits above.
我们有在信仰上扎根吗？我们有向上结出果子吗？
Are we taking roots in our faith and bearing fruits above?
我们要成为一个蒙福的人，不只是听别人讲，或者是我们讲给别人听。
So to be a blessed person, it's not just to listen to others or to speak to others.
而是我们听了主的话，我们能付诸行动。
It is to take the action when we hear God's word.
传福音是耶稣给我们的大使命。
Sharing the gospel is the big commission from the Lord.
我们要付上怎样的行动呢？
So what kind of actions should we take?
我们祷告求神赐给我们机会和勇气，在职场和生活当中为主做见证。
Let's pray to God to give us opportunities and courage to be His witness in our workplace and in our daily lives.
我很喜欢这句话，他说不是人人都是宣教士，但人人都可以做宣教的事。
I like the following saying. not everyone will be a missionary, but everyone can do like a missionary does to share the gospel.
以斯帖为使命而付诸实际行动。
Esther took the action for her commission.
那么我们今天也有实际行动。
May all of us have the same actions.
但我们要看到今天经文当中讲到另外一个人叫哈曼。
In today's passage, there is another person named Haman.
他是一个非常骄傲自大的人。
A man with pride and arrogance.
他有很多的财富，也有很多的子女。
With vast wealth and many children.
他也有地位，有权力，王也给他尊荣。
At a high position, with great power and a lot of honor from the king.
但是在他的一生当中，他还是有一个失望，就是莫金改不尊荣他，不跪拜他。
Yet there was one disappointment in his life. Mordecai refused to kneel down and honor him.
所以他听从他妻子和朋友给他的出的主意，要做一个木架，把莫金改挂在上面。
So Mordecai followed the suggestion from his wife and his friends to set up a pole.
通过后面的经文，我们知道他是为自己挖了一个陷阱。
As we can see from the latter passage, Haman set up a trap for himself.
因为圣经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
For the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
哈曼是一个什么样的人呢？我们说他是一个恶人。
So, what kind of person is Haman, a wicked man?
我们常常有的时候会觉得说，如果我们有了财富、地位、权力，我们就会很高兴。
Sometimes we may thought that as long as we have great wealth, a high position, and we will be satisfied and happy.
但是当你有一天得到了这些，你可能并不是非常的快乐。
But at the day you have all this, you may realize you still won't be happy.
哈曼是一个非常有钱的一个人。我们可以说他富可敌国。
Haman is a man with great wealth and so-called rich to rival the nation.
他可以为要灭掉犹大族的人，他可以捐很多的钱给当时的国家。
He planned to make a huge donation in order to destroy the Jews.
他也是一个非常有地位、有权力的一个人。
He is a man with great power and high position.
你看第五章里面，以斯帖见王的时候，还有一点恐惧和战惊。
In chapter 5, before Esther went to see the king, she was afraid and trembling.
但我们看第六章里面记载着。哈曼可以自由地进出王宫的院子。
Yet in chapter 6, it was recorded that Haman could go to the palace freely.
可见他是一个很得王尊崇的一个人。
He is a person highly honored and favored by the king Xerxes.
但是有一件事情让哈曼非常的不高兴。
But there was one thing which made Haman very unhappy.
就是莫迪改不尊重他。
Mordecai did not respect him.
莫迪改对他不跪不拜，让他非常的恼怒。
Mordecai refused to kneel down and pay honor to him, which made him righteous.
我们说哈曼是一个骄傲的人。
Haman is a man of pride.
骄傲就是容不下一个不听他、不尊敬他的人。
Pride is not to tolerate someone who does not listen to you or who does not pay honor to you.
我之前看过一个调查说人与人之间的冲突最主要的起因是什么呢？
I saw a report a while ago. What was the main reason for conflict between people?
就是你做的这件事，你说的这句话，让我觉得我被冒犯。
It is this. What you just did or what you just said has made me feel being offended.
没有得到我希望得到的尊重。
Or I have not received the respect I should have received.
所以哈曼非常的骄傲，他的内心也充满了苦毒。
So Haman is very arrogant and full of bitterness in his heart.
虽然他已经得了一切的荣华富贵，但是没有喜乐，他心里不满足。
Although he had everything including wealth and honor, yet he still did not have joy and satisfaction.
当他一想到莫迪改的时候，他心里面的苦毒就来了。
Every time he thought about Mordecai, the bitterness showed up in his heart.
你知道苦毒有多么可怕吗？
How terrible is bitterness?
只是那个人不尊重他，他就要把那个人杀掉。
Simply because that person showed no honor to him, then he wanted to kill that person.
甚至他都不能等到十二月份才杀掉，一定要现在就要杀掉这个人。
He could not wait until the 12th month to kill them. He wanted to kill him right away.
不仅杀掉那个人，还要杀掉那个人全族的人。
Not only to kill that person himself, but the whole people of his nationality.
所以这就是哈曼他因着骄傲，内心充满了苦毒。
So this is because of his arrogance, his heart was filled with bitterness.
在以弗所书第四章里面说，我们一切的苦毒都当从我们当中除掉。
In Ephesians chapter 4, the scripture says, get rid of all bitternesses, you know, from our heart.
我们要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Be kind and compassionate to one another.Forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
只有主的爱才能代替我们里面的苦毒。
Only the love of God can substitute the bitterness in our hearts.
我们看到第五章里面记载着以斯帖有行动，哈曼也有行动。
So in chapter 5, both Esther and Haman took actions.
以斯帖是为了使命付诸行动去见王，为要拯救全族的人。
Esther took actions for her commission to save her people.
哈曼是因为自己的骄傲，心中充满了苦毒，设下阴谋要杀害他人。
On the other hand, Haman, out of his arrogance and bitternesses, he set up a plot.To kill the Jews.
愿我们不是像哈曼那样因骄傲而产生苦毒伤害他人。
May we not be like Haman with the bitterness out of pride to hurt other people.
而是有基督的爱，喜乐充满我们的心。
Rather, let's have the love of Christ to fill our hearts.
我们也为使命付出行动，被上帝使用。
And take actions for our commissions so that we can be used by God.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessing.
谢谢你让我们成为天父你的儿女。
We thank you for us becoming your children.
也谢谢你给我们福音的大使命。
And thank you for giving us the great commission for the gospel.
求主赐给我们智慧、勇气和胆量。
Give us wisdom, courage.
让我们在你的恩典当中思考。我们为这使命能付出怎样的行动
？So that we can think about what we can do for your commission.
我们也愿主你的爱、主你的喜乐来充满我们的心。
May your love and your joy fill us.
让我们的言语、行为和心思意念都蒙你的悦纳。
So that all what we say and what we do can find favor in your sight.
我可以成为更多人的祝福
and become a blessing for more people.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名求
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.